love and blessings. So sit in a comfortable position and let your eyes close. And think about your breathing. Focus on your breath as closely as possible for a moment. Feel the air going in your nose, filling your lungs, and out again. No need to control it, but it doesn't matter if you do. Just feel the air moving in and out. And as you continue to focus on your breathing, notice there's a part of you that's doing the observing, an inner observer. Who or what is this part of you that's doing the focusing on the breath? Who is this observer? And keep focusing on your breath as I talk. In and out. This inner observer that can focus on your breath is your consciousness, what the Greek fathers call your nous. We're going to make good friends with this nous, this inner observer, this consciousness. And we will discover that our nous is the most us part of us there is. One of your nous's talents is that it can focus on and observe any part of your being, not just your breath or your body, but any part of your being. For training, you may picture your nous operating from within a silent sphere that can move anywhere within you. Let's focus back on your breath and notice that you can be aware of your breath while being a little separate from it. So we're going to move our attention now from our breath up to our mind. Let's see what thoughts are in your mind right now. Maybe thoughts are running and dancing like wild indoor recess. Whatever you find, let them go at it. As you let your thoughts run, you might notice something about them. Some thoughts might be exciting hopes or nervous worries about the future. Some thoughts might be memories. Some thoughts might be that world of fantasy the mind is continually conjuring up. Maybe my saying that caused your thoughts to become those things. That's okay. We're just observing with curiosity right now. Let these thoughts have free play for a moment. And next, select a thought that's there. A memory, a hope, a fantasy, doesn't matter. Just choose one and engage with it. Let this thought lead and just follow it wherever it goes without any judgment or criticism. Bask in it for a moment. Now, keeping your focus on this thought, we're going to quietly take a small inner step backwards from it. We're backing into the silent sphere where your nous lives, where your awareness dwells. You're still facing the thought. You've just taken a step backwards from it into your silent sphere. Notice from here that you can see this thought as somehow separate from your inner observer, your nous. Let's have some fun with this thought. Maneuver your observer sphere all around this thought, always facing it, but not bound to it. You can see this thought from the side. You can see this thought from underneath. Or go up and get a top view. And you can be very curious about it, because your true self is distinct from the thought. And now we're going to say to your thought, "You're one of my thoughts. Pleased to meet you. But I have to go now. You stay and play with the others up here." And now you're going to turn your back on that thought, and we'll head down to your heart. Breathe deeply into your heart. Let's see what feelings are present here. Joy? Fear? Maybe anger? Love? Nostalgia? A blend of something? The feelings in your heart may be strong or barely there, or a mix. That's okay. But whatever feelings are there, powerful or faint, let's go in and feel them. Let's come out of our sphere and let ourselves get lost in these feelings for just a moment. Swim in them. Now, of all the feelings that you've felt, pick one of the strongest that's in your heart right now. Bask in that one, even if it's not necessarily a pleasant feeling. Soon it won't matter, but just bask in that feeling for a minute. And remember, we're treating our heart with compassion. Hello, heart. I see you. We're going to take that small inward step backwards, backing again into your silent sphere. You're still facing this feeling, but now as an observer, as your noose, you're going to say, "You're one of my feelings. Pleased to meet you face to face. Don't mind me. I'm just watching right now. You feel what you need to feel." And from your sphere, you can observe all around this feeling. Observe this feeling from the side, from underneath, even from within, as long as you're in your sphere. What does this feeling look like to your noose, your consciousness? And now you're going to leave that feeling in the care of your heart and head back to that breathing you observed at the beginning. Take a deep breath and observe the air going into your nostrils, filling your lungs, and then out. And slowly, you open your eyes and observe the world around you. Thank you for doing this meditation with me. That's the end of the meditation. Just a quick encouragement. God designed our noose, our consciousness, to be in charge inside us. But we're often so distracted with runaway thoughts or overwhelmed with feelings, they take the helm. And that's when we make poor decisions and are ultimately more miserable than we would otherwise be if things were in order. And remember, we're not suppressing our thoughts and feelings here. Those are gifts to us. What we're doing is learning to observe and interpret them with our higher consciousness, the image of God within us. If you regularly practice inner observing, you'll notice that you develop the ability to become aware of your thoughts and feelings as distinct from yourself more and more quickly, and the less likely they are to take control. You'll also be able to better appreciate them in their place as the gifts they are. The less control your thoughts and feelings have over you, the more your inner order will be restored, and the more authentically you will be able to be.